we turn to the subject of those maggots. To the worm. Yes, the lowly worm. The poetics of the lowly worm. Life so far was good.
Good for a worm.
Comfy, snugly nestled beneath the soil, moving slowly forward, ingesting what was before it, digesting the organic matter, and passing behind it the now fertile, rich excrement in its wake. Unless the worm cruised at higher altitudes, predators such as chickens, backhoes, and jolly fishermen, looking for bait, we're of little or no worry. Worms, it seems, are generally happy-go-lucky creatures who are largely content. But as they plod through the earth, moving soil and placidly ruminating on the change of the seasons and the habits of leaf mold, the worms are filled with secret desires. Hot summer nights when the rain begins to drum on the soil and the sidewalks, thunder and lightning in the air. Oh yes, the worms begin to rise. They are drawn by the irresistible rhythms of the rain, the first heavy drops heralding the hammering downpour to follow. Up, 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 up they come, their glistening pink corpulence emerging from the mud, twisting and writhing to feel the cool air and heavy rain on their naked flesh. Ecstatic, they roll and squirm, receiving the water, delirious, oblivious to their exposure, drunk on rain and night air. They ignore their fellows, gobbled by robins or squished under boots on the pavement, and they dance until when the rain dribbles away and the sun returns, the survivors slink back down into their earthly home, exhausted. Among worms, those that expire in these ecstatic rites, digested by birds or caught out in the sun to shrivel and die, those worms are named martyrs by some and libertines by others. Conservative worm factions, strictly adhering to repressive moral values, see the great delirium as a harbinger of doom, of the last days of wormkind. But other worms prophesize that the worm will have its day in the great chicken apocalypse, overrunning the earth ruled by human and chicken currently. And for them, the great dances in the rain are merely practice for the final days when all worms will rise from the deeps and writhe across the face of the earth. And then the rain, oh yes, the rain came down like a bathtub overturned in the sky. You can look in your hymnals and sing along. A giant leaky faucet from on high, and the sewers did rise as the worms they prophesied. It was the end of the beginning of the end. And then the rain, oh yes, the rain came down like a bathtub overturned in the sky. A giant leaky faucet from on high, and the sewers did rise as the worms they prophesied. It was the end of the beginning of the end. And then the rain, oh yes, the rain came down like a bathtub overturned in the sky. The like a giant leaky faucet from on high. And the sewers did rise as the worms they prophesied. It was the end of the beginning of the end.